Good morning, Tom Brady. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, did you even get any grass stains on your uni yesterday? Did you even need to take a shower with all the protection you got from the offensive line?
Well, I felt as good as I've ever felt after an open game, I'll tell you that. It was pretty pretty remarkable what the guys up front did. And that's a good team. I mean, that's a team that really was a top five defense last year. So, you know, the challenging part about that defense is the way they rush the passer and their blitz schemes. And I thought up front we played an incredible game. And if we can keep playing like that, it's going to be pretty tough on opposing defenses. So that was a great start by the offensive line. The backs protected great. Tight ends protected great. And we ran the ball. So it's a different team this year, I'm telling you. It's a different team.
As best as you can share with us, how much time was spent getting ready for that particular game? The old cliche is, you know, give Belichick a couple of weeks for an opponent, and he wins, you know, 99 out of 100 times. Was there a lot of emphasis on the Bengals over the last month and a half, whatever?
Sure. There's been a lot of, you know, this whole, you know, we obviously know what we're gearing up for the whole training camp. So a lot of the extra time that we have, I mean, it's spent working on their blitzes and mm-hmm. their defensive, you know, the challenges that their defenses present. So it was, you know, we had 5 days of practice for them. I mean, that's a lot for anybody. So, you know, I thought we were pretty prepared. I think we started fast. Everything we talked about before the game, you know, we really went out there and executed. So I think that's why everyone was really happy after the game, because, you know, kind of what we said we were going to do and what we wanted to do, we ended up accomplishing.
Well, what do you mean, Tom? It's a different team. It just seems to me you add a couple of young tight ends and you lost your best offensive lineman. Is there more to it than that?
Well, you know, I think we've
different attitude?
Well, no, I mean, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, I think there's, you know, there's three different tight ends that had different skill sets. I mean, that's a big position, you know, that in our offense. You know, Fred Taylor, you saw the way he ran yesterday. I mean, he wasn't out there a whole lot last year. So you had that with a bunch of other new additions in terms of, you know, the defense and leadership and our attitude, like you said, and a whole different, just a whole different take from everybody. I mean, I think really it's been a good attitude this whole year. So, you know, that's what we got to continue. That's how you win games, and that's why you win games. I think we were really able to spread the ball to a bunch of different people yesterday offensively, instead of just Randy and Wes, which right. That puts a lot of pressure on those two if the ball only goes to those two guys all day, and we become relatively easy to defend. But when they got to defend every receiver and every tight end and the running game, I mean, they gotta pick what their issues are.
I said earlier, it seemed like you were really coached up for this game, and a couple of examples would be the big completion to Hernandez. I mean, that's not a great throw, you would admit. It's not a great catch. It's just a great play. And then the little bubble screen with the trips on the left to yep. Welker, when you get 3-on-2, I mean, that is you guys out game planning, out coaching those guys.
Yep, I agree. And we did. We had a great plan. And you know, I think there were things that we saw that we felt we could take advantage of. So, I mean, those are things that we got to go up and end up and execute. And if we do that, then, you know, we're able to have those plays where you're right. You don't have to fire the ball in there into right. a space that's, you know, 2 feet wide. I mean, you have guys that are running open, and that's the goal of our offense. That's what we're trying to accomplish. So, you know, I thought the offensive staff, Billy, all the coaches did.
But is that why you gave Billy a big hug?
Yeah, I was pretty fired up. You know, it's a lot of you know, a lot of energy and excitement out there. So that was a you know, that was fun. Billy and I got a great relationship. So it's a lot of fun to kind of celebrate with them.
Tom, what's the maximum number of progressions you can make standing in the pocket if they give you enough time?
Well, eventually you go through all five. I mean, you don't have time to drop back and look through five. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think before the snap of the ball, you've got to eliminate a couple of them. I mean, I'd say when you break the huddle, everybody's alive. You know, when the ball's snapped, you probably got three, sometimes, you know, at the max four, but you're not going to see five. But based on a coverage, you're never going to have five. I mean, you're very rarely going to have five guys open on a route either. So.
Right.
You really might only have one guy open.
To that end, we thought it'd be fun to do a new little segment here called BPNAT, Best Play, Not a Touchdown. You have one of those in mind from yesterday's game? I'd like to nominate that second quarter play, 3rd and 11. You had a ton of time, and you might have gone through 4 progressions.
Yeah.
You slid a little bit in the pocket and 20 yards to Kevin Faulk right at the 5-yard line and got both toes down.
Yeah, yeah, that was a big play. Kevin made a real good play on that one to kind of, you know, find his way behind the defense as I was scrambling and then to, you know, be on the sideline and make an incredible catch. So, I mean, it always seems like he's the one that comes up with the huge plays in the game. He's so dependable, so reliable out there. He's so consistent, durable. But, yeah, that's probably the one I'd pick, too, because, you know, we had great protection. I was able to go through a bunch of reads, and then, you know, Kevin's able to make a huge play for us. So that was pretty awesome.
Tommy, in spite of the 38 points, the young defense is getting a lot of applause for their work against, you know, Palmer and T.O. and Ocho. A two-part question. Were you impressed, and were you surprised?
I'm not surprised. You know, I think as you go through the preseason, we practice against them every day, so I really know what they're capable of as a defense. I know kind of the skills that I see from, you know, the secondary that everyone's talking about. Obviously, the linebackers, you know, not as involved as much in the pass game as I focus on the secondary. But, you know, they had a big challenge against two of the best receivers in the league, you know, a dominant quarterback, you know, a very good running game. You know, and they really stood up to the challenge. I mean, of course, the offenses are going to end up making plays. They're going to be able to move the ball. But I think what you saw on Gary's interception return, I mean, those are incredible plays that he makes. And if you're able to do that and then, you know, make plays in the red area, I mean, there were other opportunities that we had on interceptions that, you know, hopefully we take advantage of this season. But, you know, it's about making the plays when they're real critical situations. And, you know, you're not going to stop them every single play. You're not going to get pissed off about a 6-yard gain, you know. You're going to, at the end of the day, when we're able to make plays to stop drives or return balls for interception, returns for touchdowns, I mean, that's, to me, what the mark of a great defense is, the ones that really step up when they need to.
Hey, Tom, about 6 months ago, Randy Moss said that he was going to play his last year here and then move on, that, you know, wasn't in the cards, him staying here in New England. It sounded less yesterday like his opinion has changed, and I'm wondering if you had anything to do with that. Does he, you guys talk, you're good friends, you're his biggest fan.
Yeah.
Have you talked to the point where he says to you and you say to him, we got to stay together, man, we got to, you know, you're about the same age, we got to finish this thing, let's do another 3, 4, 5 years together?
Sure, yeah, and we have talked about that, and I've told him the way I felt. I mean, I'm telling you, every quarterback in the league would want him on the team. So he's a great player, he's a dominant player. I mean, he made some big plays yesterday. We had a couple other that we were trying to get to him. So, you know, I think that the pressure, you know, like I said, the pressure can't always be on him on our offense. It can't. On Wes and Randy, then it's not a very good offense. So, you know, I was really impressed yesterday that, you know, when they were covering those two, we were able to get the balls to other guys. And I think that's what makes a great offense. So, and then Randy's able to, when he starts getting those one-on-one matchups, you know, then we're really able to take advantage of those. But, you know, he had a great game yesterday, and you know, we're gonna need a lot more from him, and I'm expecting that too.
Tom, I guess if you're a talented young wide receiver, young and foolish and very talented, like Dez Bryant, probably wants to be the man at some point very, very quickly, where all of the offense, at least the passing game, rides on his shoulder. I'm not sure if Fitzgerald is that way or not. But do you suspect that Randy is at the point in his career where he doesn't need to be the star and, in fact, welcomes the help from Welker and the tight ends and anybody else in that offensive scheme?
Sure. He knows that. I mean, I think there's times when he's, you know, when he's got a good matchup and he wants the ball and he needs the ball, that, you know, he expects it. But at the same time, he knows that, you know, if there's two guys on him or three guys on him, or the, you know, the coverage just not really dictated for him to go there, then, you know, he's okay with it going the other way. I mean, he's like anybody. I mean, any good player wants the ball. I mean, I don't think that's, you know, you're not going to have Kobe Bryant go, man, God, I'd love to have 17 assists a game. I mean, at some point, he's going to want to score some points.
Right.
So, you know, and of course, we're always looking to get him the ball. So, you know, that's something that he does know as a, you know, because he's a smart player and a smart receiver, he knows that as well.
When September 9th rolls around next year and the year after that and the year after that, will you think about the crash or the contract?
Say that one more time.
When September 9th, that's last Thursday, rolls around next year, will you remember the crash or the contract? Because they both happen on the same day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy day, but I'll never forget in that crowd. I mean, God, I've been driving through, you know, green lights, looking both ways now. I mean, it's just different because that's never happened before. So, you know, you just really count your blessings. Really, I was excited that, you know, I was able to go out there and come home and see my family right after that. I mean, that's, I felt good. I mean, I got in a crash and I came home. And I said, God, I'm just fortunate to be able to be here with my son and my wife. Mm. You know, that's really a blessing. So definitely, I said yesterday, all the contract stuff, that takes care of itself. I mean, that's, you know, and I was able to go out and play football this weekend. I mean, that's the best part for me. And there's no place I'd rather be than being out there on the football field.
See, I was a little concerned that maybe you were listening to us and Jerry said something stupid and distracted you.
What'd he say?
when you were driving in the morning on the way to work, maybe Jerry said something stupid. You weren't paying attention going through the intersection.
I know. As a matter of fact, I was like, I was the most non-distracted driver that morning. I mean, I was like, my hands were at 10 and 2. I mean, I was doing everything right, which is, I can't always say that. You know, sometimes, you know, the way I drive is a bit, you know, more dangerous. But you know, it's just one of those really fluky things. So there's nothing you guys could say that would distract me anyway. I know you guys do well.
Did the van hit you harder than, say, I don't know, Ray Lewis, Dwight Freeney?
No, Freeney and Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis got me last year in a playoff game pretty bad, one that I still feel from time to time. So I wouldn't say that van. I tell you, it's that German automobile, that those Audis, I'm telling you, they make those things strong.
Good thing you upgraded from that. Yeah. Did you drive a pickup truck back in your rookie year?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
This is better for you.
Those are pretty safe pickup trucks.
It's an old one, though.
Did you get a new car yet, or are you in the market?
I got a loaner. I got a loaner from the dealership.
Did your airbag deploy?
No, it didn't.
Really?
Which I'm not sure why. I mean, it was, I don't know if it was a side impact, or I don't know why. That was interesting. A lot of people ask that, because I guess when that happens, then you can really get some pretty serious bruising and stuff like that, because it's pretty forceful to...
His hair cushioned the blow. The hair served as a... you got the order wrong, Tom. You're supposed to sign the deal and then, you know, almost kill yourself. With a little security. Did you think about the security? Or what did you think about when the metal hit the metal there? And I'm sure your adrenaline was racing, your mind was racing.
Yeah, man, I was scared. I was scared out of my mind. I'm telling you, when it happened, I didn't even know what to do, because you're just in shock. And I was kind of sitting there in the car looking around trying to get my bearings. And then I got out of the car and I saw a woman. I said, are you okay? And she said, yeah. And I said, how are you? I said, I'm fine. And I was just kind of looking around. I was looking in the other car to make sure they were okay. And the next thing, some guy says, hey, do you want to call 911? And I said, God, that'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? You know? And so I did that. But, I mean, I didn't even think about doing that. I mean, because I was just thinking, well, that's, you know, just, how am I going to, okay, I got to call Belichick.
I was going to say, late for practice.
Yeah, now you're in trouble.
I know. And then once I got home, I was like, oh, you know, then it really hit you.
Did you notice the guy with the cell phone camera taking your picture?
That was a little strange to me. That was a little awkward, but I...
You didn't whack him.
Did you sign any autographs at the scene?
No, I know. Once they came up, the ambulance, the people from the ambulance, the medics and the fire, they were very professional. So they were great. And I think they, you know, like I said, the older gentleman in the other car definitely need to be attended to, so that's where they were focusing their time, and hopefully he's okay.
You know, the best thing you had going for you was the little old lady who was walking her Labrador retrievers. Do you remember her?
Yeah, I thought we hit her.
She said she almost
stepped. God, no, it was like the Matrix. When the cars hit, I saw the glass kind of explode, and then I saw her go flying, you know, and I thought, oh, my God, you know. As we're kind of skidding to a stop,
right.
I saw her go flying back.
Well, her eyewitness account said, you know, this car was coming up and had the green light, and this red van is coming down, and she said, I almost stepped in the street to cross the street with my dogs, and I saw the van, and I jumped back, or otherwise he would have hit me. And she essentially, and she didn't know who you were. I guess she was in the ambulance with you briefly. She said she had no idea who you were. So another big fan, Tom.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. That doesn't happen too often in Boston, but, you know, that was a scary morning for all of us. That was, but, Man, wear your seatbelts. That's all I can tell everybody, because you never know. You never know.
I know you haven't invested in Hard Knocks and you won't watch it. Will you watch the 7 o'clock Monday night games tonight to see if the Jets can cash the check that Rexy has written for them?
Yeah, I'm watching that one. There's no doubt. Actually, it's two of the better teams in the league playing. I mean, with the Jets and Baltimore. So I'm going to do, some good scouting tonight on them. We'll obviously get to work on the Jets today, but that'll be a good one to watch. I think they're very similar styles. I want to see what the Jets are all about. I mean, really, I want to see if they can, all the talk, if they can back it up. Maybe they can, maybe they can't, but we got a big test against them next week in the new Meadowlands Stadium. So it'll be a good night of scouting for me.
Hey, Tom, John and I agreed on this. What Randy said, he had to say he has his opinion. We all understand, where he's coming from. But the timing was a little wrong because it was Wes Welker's day. I think if you're going to let anybody go up there on stage and take a bow, it would have been Wes Welker. Would you agree with that? And how amazed were you at how good Welker looked, how quick he looked?
Yeah, Wes was awesome, man. He's I've seen a lot of him. I've seen a lot of him over the last 7 months, and nothing he has done hasn't surprised me. And I guess yesterday I was less surprised because I've seen it, and he just feels like his normal self. I mean, that's his attitude, his confidence in himself, his ability to put, that the same injury that a lot of guys go through, it takes him a long time, and he's able to just put it out of his head and go out there and have a great game. So, I mean, he always impresses me. And you're right, it was a huge day for him. And it was great to see. I mean, we got a great group of receivers. And Wes and Randy, that's a pretty great tandem between the two of them.
You think you'll have them back together next year?
I hope so. I mean, there's a lot of things that are out of my control, but I hope so. I hope, I know what's best for our offense, and having those two guys together is of utmost importance. And I think both those guys know how important it is to have each other. So, and they got a good relationship too. So, makes for a tough group to stop when you got Wes what he's able to do in the underneath part of the field, Randy, what he's able to do in the underneath and intermediate to deep part of the field. And when you complement that with what the tight ends are doing and with the Brandon Tate is able to do, and when Julian gets back, Julian and the running game, it's a pretty good offense.
Will all your receivers see what Calvin Johnson did, and can you rest assured that they won't make that same mistake?
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, that's a tough call.
Yeah.
That's a tough call. I know what the rules are, but they got to have definitive rules. I think when you go down with the ball, you just got to hold on to it when you hit the ground. It's been pretty, it's been in place for a while now. So, I'm never one to bitch about the rules because the tuck rule. So that kind of got us a Super Bowl.
All right. Hey, did you do anything to celebrate a new contract? Like, did you go out and buy something, or did you? Did you, like Drew Bledsoe did, and sit? Remember, he got on the computer to look at his balance, show us, look how much money I have. Did you do anything? I know you're already okay financially, but this is a big day. You play. This is why you play in the end. I know everyone says they play to win, but it's a job, as Randy pointed out, and you've been rewarded. How do you reward yourself?
To tell you the truth, I mean, there's nothing really. I overspent on a house about a year ago. So, other than that, I think I took a big, deep, sigh of relief that I can actually pay for the house now.
Yeah.
So I didn't do much. It's a huge relief because without a contract, you really don't know where you're going to be in 4 or 5 months. And you always say, well, there's a franchise tag and this, but no one knows if there's a franchise tag next year. No one knows that at all, and franchise tags don't work out so often. So you can make all these assumptions about, don't worry, he'll be here. Well, you never know, and that's part of, a lot of conversations I had with my family and my wife. I said, guys, I just don't know. I really don't, to actually know where I'm going to be, that's a huge relief, more than the financial security, to know that, my kids can go to school here, and you know, my wife and I love it here. So, you know, there's no place we wanted to go, and I think that's the best part about it. Just having the understanding that, you know, this is our home and this is where we're going to be.
Tom, final question for me. Was 4 more years on this deal all you really wanted, or would you have preferred 6 or 7? Was that your call, the 4-year deal?
Well, I mean, the truth is, I mean, every year is really year to year. I mean, especially in the NFL. I mean, it's, I don't worry about 6 or 7 year deals, or, you know, if the team wants me and I, you know, if the team wants me here, you know, beyond that, then I'm here. I mean, and I told them that. So, and if they don't want me, then I understand that too. I mean, there's going to come a time where they don't want me, and hopefully it's, you know, at the end for me. And I, that's how I prefer it. And I'm going to work my tail off to make sure that is the case. And I'm going to try to be the most valuable player for this team that I can possibly be by keeping myself in shape and eating right and, you know, getting my rest and taking care of myself, treatment and working out and being the leader and continuing to work on my throwing mechanics and continuing to learn the game. And, you know, so that, you know, when I retire, you know, that I'm finished, but hopefully I'll only play for one team.
You got to add one more thing and look both ways.
And look, but, oh yeah, damn right. That's actually the Boston driving. That's one thing, you know, I got to talk to. Actually, the pedestrian thing where pedestrians just walk across the street in the city, that's one thing that really frustrates me.
Well, they dare you to hit them.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's believe me, in a lot of, in New York City, you get run over, I swear to God. In L.A., you'd get jaywalking
right.
tickets.
Don't hit them. You know what I do? Just graze them.
Buzz them.
Yeah. Just graze
like
them.
A little fly by the tower.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
I could do that.
All right, Tom. Good luck against the Jets. We'll talk next Monday.
Thanks, guys.